Greetings in Jesus' name on this 23rd day of February, the year of our Lord 2021. It's currently 28 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under beautiful sunshiny conditions. We received several inches of snow on last night, and we're giving God the glory for how He helped our church head up to a Gospel Light Baptist Church in New Vineyard. We left in a snowstorm yesterday and took over 50 people with us. I was the bus driver and took Thomas the tank engine, a big 50-passenger coach bus, and had a wonderful time. God for sure granted traveling mercies as the roads were treacherous, unbelievable. But God helped us, and we were able to make it into the church and able to just have a wonderful worship service. Our choir sang for over 30 minutes, and Brother Lutka preached for over an hour, and we just had a tremendous time in the Lord. Oh my, how God moved, how God blessed, and how we appreciate the goodness of our great God and how He helped us. We had the meeting and made it home last night at the 12:30 a.m. hour. It was another one of those glorious 18 and a half hour days for Christ. You just can't make this stuff up. There's just no time for sad stories. We must be pressing forward. We cannot just sit idly by. We must come out of hibernation and reach the world for Christ. May God help us to do that. May we be active about the Father's business. I want you to take the Word of God with me today and look with me in this great proverb here in chapter number 23, where the Bible says in verse number 10, "Remove not the old landmark and enter not into the fields of the fatherless." And so God is setting up some parameters here. He's the boundary lines. And He's saying, here's things that I absolutely do not want you to do. Number one, I don't want you to remove the old landmark. Number two, I don't want you to enter into the fields of the fatherless. He said, I want you to make for sure that they're taken care of. But it's this first part of this verse that I was reading my Bible this morning and spoke volumes to me again. You know, I've had this happen. I was doing some grading and early in my ministry, I was in my 20s, I had a little bit of an understanding, but not a full understanding, when I was doing some grading with a tractor and different things, and I saw what I thought was the boundary line, but I didn't know it to be true, and ended up being a boundary line, and I cut a tree or two on the other side of the boundary line, and oh my, I had the wrath of the first town that we started a church in. By the way, we're headed there this Sunday for the 25th anniversary of the first church we started in Maine. But anyway, we started, cut a few trees across the boundary line, and boy, we had the wrath of the town on us and had to apologize, sorry, and had to replant the trees and the different things. I found out what it was like to go across a landmark. And God says here, remove not the old landmark. We have boundaries to our property. I have a rock wall on one of our boundaries. We have a post, an iron post on other parts of our boundaries. And there are boundaries. But may God give us an application today. We've got some landmarks in Christianity that we are not to remove. Number one, do not remove old-time Holy Ghost preaching. Don't remove it. We don't need to take the pulpits out of our church. We need to keep the pulpits in our church. We don't need to have exchange the pulpits for some glass lectern. We don't need to exchange the pulpits for some little stool. We need old-time Holy Ghost preaching. And I know some of you getting a little burr in your saddle because you've been kind of compromised in this area. I'm not being foolish about this. I'm not saying that preaching is spitting and hollering and jumping over the pews. Preaching is the authoritative declaration of the Word of God. And you don't have to raise your voice to do that. You don't have to shout to do that. You can just preach the Word of God in the fullness of the Holy Ghost. And I want to say today, we need to not remove the old landmark of Holy Ghost preaching. We need to make for sure as men of God, We're full of the Holy Ghost, and we are preaching the Word of God. May the Lord help us in that area of not removing the old landmark of Holy Ghost preaching. I want to say, second of all, we need to not remove the landmark of old-time holiness. I have watched in my ministry standards go out the window, if I could say it that way. I have watched where old-time standards of modesty and holiness go out the window. It's like it's a badge of honor now when the pastor's family dresses like a bunch of punks. We don't need to remove that landmark. We need to stay with old-time holiness, where the man of God presents himself in a way. You know, I just finished reading the book of Leviticus and the book of Numbers, God had standards for the priest. And I understand that we're in a different dispensation, but I'm here to report to you today that it's still important that the man of God, the lady of God, carry themselves in holiness. And they're individuals that honor the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't need to remove the old landmark of Holy Ghost preaching. And certainly, we don't need to remove the landmark of old-time holiness. May God help us today to be our best for Him. And may we have a terrific Tuesday, honoring Him, glorifying Him. I'm headed out to plow right now. Going to have to go plow the snow, and going to have a good day. Thank you for praying for us, and may God richly bless you. You have been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.